Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
This week is Parshas Mishpotim, and on Parshas Mishpotim there's so much to talk about. But bearing in mind that I'm speaking in a yeshiva, then why speak about Dinei Nezikin or Dinei Shomrim or Dinei Eved Ivri if we could speak about Mitzvah Satfilo, which is in this week's Parsha? Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, u'berech es lachmocho ve'es meimecho, and the Gemara in Bava Kama Tzadik Beis. Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, zu kriya shema v'tfilo. And in Tanis the Beis Amed Aleph, the Gemara says, la'avde b'chol avavchem, eizui avoyde shebelev, zu tfilo. So the Rambam in the Rambana v'machloikis, whether tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or not. The Gemara in Brachos Chavav, Itmar. Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Chanina know tefillahs of his tiknum. The Ovis HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're the ones that were metakan tefillahs. Tani kavoshe de Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Chanina, Avraham tikken shachris, Yitzchak tikken mincha, Yaakov tikken arvis, and the Gemara brings various psukim from which we learn that the three Ovis HaKadoshim were metakan the tefillahs. So this Gemara seems to indicate that tefillah is a derabbanon, Ovis Tiknum. So the Ovis HaKadoshim were far, far before the tkufa of the Mishnah, but if the Ovis were metakan tefillah, would that be min haTorah or midrabbanon? Menatera comes directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not at the corner of the Avos. The Rambam, source number 2, Hilchos Tefillah veBerachos Kohanim, Yesh Bechlonan Shtei Mitzvos, Achas Lavad Es Hashem Bekol Yoim Bitfilo Sheneemar, Besheinis Chayavim Mevorachim Bekol Yoim, and the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, brings us to source number 3, Mitzvah Saseles Baral B'Kol Yom Shenema V'Adzam Hashem Elokeichem. So obviously, when the Gemara says Avos Tiknum, it means that the three specific tefillahs, Shachris, Mincha, Marav, are etekona. Min haTorah Lespalel B'Kol Yom. So let's go through the halacha in source number 3. Mitzvah Saseles Baral B'Kol Yom Shenema V'Avadetem Hashem Elokeichem. Mepi Yeshmi Yalamdu Shavoyde Zuhi Tfilo Shenema L'Avde B'Kol Avavchem Omer Chachom Meis Avoyde Shalev Zuhi Tfilo. But then the Rambam writes Ve'ein Minyan HaTfilas Min HaTorah Ve'ein Mishnah Tfilah Min HaTorah Ve'ein L'Tfilas Zman Kavua Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, you need to say any Tfilo. You choose what to say, how to say, when to say. Whatever you daven is Mitzvah Tefillah min haTorah. The others came along, and they were metaken to daven 3 times a day. Avraham Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Arvis. That is not min haTorah. But min haTorah, when, how, what depends on you, but you need to daven every day. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam, as we see in source number 4. Kvar ra'inu behilchos tefillah she'amar, that the Rambam says, she'chayav odem min haTorah betefillah bekol yom, elo she'ein minyan haTefillahs ve'lo mishnah tefillah min haTorah. V'kach kosev b'zeh amar b'mitzvah asiris she'zmane haTefillah ein min haTorah. Aval chayves haTefillah min haTorah. V'gam zeh einenu Nochen be'einai. The Ramban disagrees. Shebal keri mavorach al hamozoim, mepnei shemen haTorah ve'einem isparal. Mi shenenes v'lo isparal shachras u'b'mincha, nestapek ba'asmei sofek isparal, sofek lo isparal. So, ledivrei rav, tzarich lachzor v'lisparal. But the Gemara says, sveiket ha'ramon ha'lekulup. I think the Rambam answered these questions when he writes, Zman HaTefillah is not min haTorah, Mishnah HaTefillah is not min haTorah, Minyan HaTefillah is not min haTorah. So min haTorah, when you said Birchas HaMazon, you were Yoytze Tefillah. You don't need to daven anymore. You were Yoytze Tefillah to Birchas HaMazon. So what's the kasha? Bal Keri, Mevorach Birchas HaMazon, that's min haTorah. he doesn't daven. Because the chiyuv min ha-Torah to daven, you were yoytzim et birchas ha-mazon. Sofek espalel, sofek lo espalel, ein oy tzorech lachzor vele espalel. We assume that when he got up in the morning, he said, Moed ani lefonecho melechai vekayim, shechzarto b'neshmosi, he was already yoytzim min ha-Torah. So all the sources that Ramban would quote to prove that Tfilas Darabonon, these sources all deal with Tfilas Amida, with Shmoina Esrei, that is definitely Midarabonon. That Ramban clearly says, Minyan HaTfilas Mishnah HaTfilah, Mishnah HaTfilah means Nusach HaTfilah, Zmane HaTfilah, all these are Darabonon. Min HaTorah, as I said before, whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, you're yoytzim min ha-Torah. So this is a fundamental machlokes. The Ramban, how does he explain the posuk v'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem? According to the Ramban, it is a mitzvah klolis. You need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. La'avdoi b'chol levavchem. Not a specific way, not a specific mitzvah. La'avdoi b'chol levavchem, v'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem refers to the entire package of Taryag mitzvahs. Primarily, Reish Mem Ches mitzvahs asay. That is v'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With tefillah, of course, but not only with tefillah. With the entire package of mitzvahs haTorah. And the mitzvahs are klolios, that means, in many psukim in Torah's Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu admonishes us once and again and again and again to observe all the mitzvahs, to keep the Torah. Those are mitzvahs klolios. They're not in the list of Taryag mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, V'avadatam es Hashem Elokeichem refers to one specific form of avodah, and that is tefillah. According to the Ramban, no, this avodah is everything, the entire spectrum of Taryag mitzvahs, including tefillah as well. Now, I said many times, and before we go to the Orach HaShulchan, what I say is similar to the Orach HaShulchan, but more encompassing. And I ask, so is tefillah, according to the Ramban, not that important? Not as important as it is to the Rambam? Is it possible that according to the Ramban, a person went through all his life and never talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's a good Jew? He never asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. Obviously he felt, well, I'm a talented person. I can make it on my own. Chas v'sholem, I don't really need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing to ask from him. He never said thank you. Never. And he's a good Jew, according to the Ramban. So you might ask, whoa, no, but he says Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Oel Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is not one word of Shevach, not one word of gratitude, and not asking for anything. But Berchus HaMozon is Min HaTorah, only if I ate pas. And if a person goes through all his life without being bred and he never says Berchus HaMozon, is that okay? Berchus HaTorah is Midiyuraisa? Yes, I agree. So there is something. But it's only Berchus HaTorah? So I say, according to the Ramban, Tfilis Midiyuraisa. So anybody that's familiar with the Minchas Osher, either with the Mechaber or with the Sefer, knows that one of the topics I speak about a lot is Rotzon HaTorah, or rather Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu as expressed in Torah. We all know there are Taryag mitzvahs, quite a big package, quite a tough package. So I want to encourage you or discourage you, depends how you look at it. There are far more than Taryag mitzvahs, many more. Taryag mitzvahs is not all there is. But if you check all the Sifrei HaMitzvahs, and could anybody try to give me the list, How many Sifrei Mitzvahs are you familiar about? You know, we all know Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam and the Ramban with his comments. Who knows? How many Sifrei Mitzvahs are there? What were the first ones? What were the first ones, the earliest ones? Chinuch? No. It's one of the important ones, but it's not one of the earliest ones. Two Sefer HaMitzvahs were written in the Tkuf of the Gaonim. Reb Sadie Gaon and the most famous one that the Rambam comments, the Rambam doesn't bring it to Sadie Gaon ever, Halachas Gedolos. We don't know exactly who wrote the Halachas Gedolos. It is accepted Rav Yehuda Gaon, but it's not entirely clear. So Halachas Gedolos and Reb Sadie Gaon were the earliest two. And then the Rambam and the Ramban, three Balei HaTosis wrote Sifrei Mitzvahs. Who are they? Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Godel, Reb Moshe Mekutzi, Sefer Mitzvahs Koton, Reb Yankov Mikurbel, he was in France. So why is he called Sefer Mitzvahs Koton, while the Smag is Sefer Mitzvahs Godel? For three reasons. Because the name Sefer Mitzvahs Godel was already taken. So, if there's a big one, let there be a small one. The Smag is actually smaller than the Smag, because the Smag, like the Rambam, writes about all the Taryag. The Smag only wrote about mitzvahs hanoagot bizman hazeh. And he skipped all the mitzvahs that are no longer relevant, the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash and others. So the Smag, as a predecessor to the Tur, only talks about the Sefer mitzvahs that are noeg bizman hazeh. Smag, Smag, and Yereim, Rebbe Loza Memeitz. There were three Balei HaTosis that wrote Sifrei Mitzvahs. Rebbe Shlomo Ibn Gberol was known as a great poet, and he wrote Azharos. That is how we called his Sefer. And then the Sefer HaChinuch, Rebbe Aaron Alevi. And the last was the Tashbitz and Sefer Zohar HaRakia, which is actually an addition to the Azhorois of Reb Shlomo Ibn Gvirol. So, none of the Moinei HaMitzvahs counts Tzav Barachayim. None of them. Neither in the Mitzvahs Aseh and the Mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh. So why is that? Because Tzav Barachayim Dioraisa. And in Minchas Sosher I wrote 11 different sources. How do we know Tzav Barachayim is Dioraisa? The most fascinating one is the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam writes, how do we know Tzav Barachayim Dioraisa? From the Parsha of Bilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends an angel to give Bilam over the head, and he asks him, Alma Hekiso Esasoinchu Zesholosh Regolem. Why did you hit your mule three times? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu care that a crazy guy hits his mule? He cares. This proves that Tzav Barachayim Dioraisa. So how do we define the posak Alma Hekiso Esasoinchu Zesholosh Regolem? Is that a Mitzvah Aseh or a Mitzvah Lo Ta'aseh? Neither a Mitzvah Aseh or Lo Ta'aseh, because it's not a command. It's not Lo Yisoichlu Kol Nevela. It's not V'dibarto Bom. It's not Shomer Esyoy Meshabes Lekachoy. It's not a tzivui. It's not a command. It's a story. It's a story. And Malach came and he talked to Bilam. But it's a dioraisa. So many mitzvahs are not included in the list of Taryag because they weren't given as a command, but rather as a story. But they're still midioraisa. So what I argue is, tefillah is menat Torah, according to the Ramban. But it's not in the list. So how do we know it's Minat Torah? For the mere fact that Avraham, Itkin Shachris, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, from whom do we learn how to be a good Jew? And Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Or the Marishan, the Medrash says, said Mizmashili Yom Shabbos. So he davened. If all of them davened, or the Marishan, and Noach, and Avraham, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, from whom do we learn how to be a good Jew? So, According to the Ramban, tefillah is no less important than according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, it's in the list. Because it's a command. According to the Ramban, it's not in the list. But it's still important. Ocher Shulchan doesn't define it as well as the Minchas Osher, but he makes the same point. Neran is Daiti. Source number 5. Da filo le Ramban ein a kavona de ikke chiyuv de Rabbonon u men etor leke chiyuv klal le sparal de ein zesvora klal. Er shoyim de ein ze nechshav beminyan amitzvah ze vedino ke kol dine de Rabbonon de sveikon a kulo. However, you need to daven. Vezeh etzli kamo shekos le Ramban atzma el shavus in Shabbos. He compares it to shavus in Shabbos. So the shavus amonim de Rabbonon. But the Ramban writes, even in a Torah, Shabbos needs to be different. And you can't sit in your store all day Shabbos and work as if it's a work day. So the Ramban says, the Loises, the Loisasaka Malocha refers to Lamates Malochas, but the Mitzvah Sasesha Bosoin demands Sheloi Yehei Shabbos Kechoil. And that includes the Shavusim. I think this comparison is somewhat faulty. Because in Shabbos there is a mitzvah to say. Tishbois. So the Ramban explains that Tishbois is not the same as Loisasa Kol Melocho. Tishbois is more inclusive. But by Tefillah we don't have another posuk. But the Ocher Shulchan is just looking for some source. What troubles him is, as I said before, it's impossible to assume that a good Jew never talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never asked him for anything, never thanked him for anything. Totally unreasonable. So to me, it is Rotzoin Hashem. And how do we know it's Min HaTorah? From Avram, from Yitzchak, from Yanka, from Odom Arishon, from Moshe Rabbeinu, all of them davened Lifnei Shenitnu Torah. And therefore, it is Min HaTorah, but it is not in the list of the Tariag. Coming back to the Rambam says, source number 2 and 3, Lavoid es Hashem bekol yoim b'tfilo. Mitzvah saseh l'tparel b'kol yom. And how do we know b'kol yom? V'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem la'ovda b'chol avavchem. It's not written b'kol yom. How does the Rambam know b'kol yom? Lechem Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah have two different approaches. Let's see the Lechem Mishnah. Mitzvah saseh l'tparel b'kol yom. Yesh la'ayin lama lo yitchel b'hilchus kri yashama. Mitzvah saseh l'kri yashama. Kemo sheyitchel kam b'hilchus v'levi yesh lo'yma. Does anybody know who was the Kiryas Sefer? There are two sforim called Kiryas Sefer. Does anybody know who they are? Rab Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik of Rocha, has a Sefer Kiryas Sefer. Is he the one the Lechem Mishnah is quoting? Yes? How do you know? Because the Lechem Mishnah was a Sephardi, and Rab Chaim Kanievsky is an Ashkenazi, so probably isn't quoting him. The Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, the father of the Marit, living in the days of the Bais Yosef 500 years ago, he is quoted by the Lechem Mishnah. And he says, Mishum dechsiv avadetem es Hashem, ve'ein avoyde letfilo b'seifet dekro, u'bereches lachmo v'esmamecho, lechem v'mayim tzorech b'kol yom, im ken etfile gam ken b'kol yom. Ofer ve'efer anitachas kapoy selaglov, but it is somewhat a chiddush that the Rambam medate de nafshei is mechadish. This seems like a drosha. Then probably this should be said by Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel, by Rav or Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokesh. It's not the derech of the Rambam to be mechadish et rosha. Kesef Mishnah. Das Rebbeinu shemitzah seim en atoyle smara b'kol yoim. ועבוד איזו צריך שתהיה בכל יום. שאם אינו בכל יום, אולי נו ולא מישהו פעם אחרס בכל ימי חי, וזה ממש שלא יסבלו עד אז. ואם כאן הכורך הכירו, לספר בכל יום. So the Kesef Mishnah seems to be suggesting a process of elimination. Do you know that, what that means? A process of elimination. How do we know בכל יום? Because what would be the other option if not בכל יום? Then when? Once in a lifetime? Doesn't make sense. There is no other mitzvah that a person needs to be mekayem once in a lifetime. If that is the argument, I would say, maybe a seres yemei tshuva. Maybe. If we need to guess when, who says that it's either b'kol yom or once in a lifetime? Maybe a seres yemei tshuva. You know, that is the time, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world. That is the time to ask what you need. That is the time to ask for forgiveness. Maybe Pesach and Sukkot is the time for gratitude. When we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I would be able to suggest maybe some other ideas. Who says it's either b'kol yom or once in a lifetime? Nere la'anir's daiti. But and I would say this. Many times, and this is a theme I speak about again and again and again, and in the years I've been here in the yeshiva, probably I spoke about this 100 times. There are 2 fundamentally different categories in mitzvahs asay. Some of the mitzvahs say are just to achieve a result. It's not about the actual deed, but about the result, about the outcome. Lemoshel, v'osisu maka legagecho. If you use a roof and it's dangerous, you need to make a maka. The Torah clearly says, why? Pen yipel anoifel. You're so close to tragedy. Person could fall and get killed. Loi tosem domen beveisecho. So it's not about avoidus Hashem. It's just to prevent tragedy. Many other mitzvahs are purely avoidus Hashem. Kriya Shema. There is no result. There's no practical result. It's about avoidus Hashem. So the most striking example I always give, it is somewhat amusing, but it makes things very clear. There's a mitzvah that say, uve'arto horo mikirbecho. Dalet mitzvah based. And that is a mitzvah that say. So this guy got a new job. He was looking for a job sometime. He couldn't find a job. He applied. He got the job to execute people. You know, that's his job. He took a special course in the university, and he's very good at it, you know, and he does Dalet Mises Bezin, Skilis Leif Ahedek Chenig. And every day he goes to his office. 2 weeks, he calls his wife. Things are terrible. Things are awful. For the past 2 weeks, I have nothing to do. I come to my office. I finish Tilim every day. It's been a while since I was Makayim my mitzvah. You know, it's been a while. I'm saying Tilim all day. What's this about? And he's very depressed. One day he goes to the office, he calls his wife a half hour later, you won't believe this. What a wonderful day. Come to my office, and on my door posted outside, today I have 2 skila, 1 sleifa, 3 herring, 4 chenek, 9 mitzvahs in 1 day. I never had such a great day, he tells his wife. If I would be in charge, he would be fired immediately without severance. Crazy man. Be happy to say to him, this is a mitzvah, you need to be mekayim b'shivering lev. You need to cry when you're mekayim this mitzvah and be happy that you're saying tilim all day. And the guy says, I don't understand what the Rav says. I remember the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Lulav, Hasimcha sheyismacha odem ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs avoyde gedoylehi v'kol amirnei ha'atzmai mesimcha zura u'ili porei meno. So why does the Rav say that you need to be Makayim and Mitzvah with tears in your eyes? I remember that Rambam says you need to be very happy when you're Makayim and Mitzvah. So what is your answer? Idiot. Depends which mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav talks about lulav. Talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeiva. Of course you need to be happy when you say Kriya Shema. You need to be happy when you say Amei Brochas B'Kol Yom. You need to be happy by Kiddusha V'Avdalta. You don't know to be, need to be happy when you're killing people. You're killing Yiddish Kinderlach. It's a necessity, but it's all about the result. L'man yishmu v'yirau. Mis is a kapora for those that did terrible avedas. So there are clearly two different types of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are all about the result, not about the deed. And other mitzvahs are purely avodah zarah. And now comes the big chiddush. All the mitzvahs of Seder, Hayoim, Shabbos, and Moed are avodah zarah. All the other mitzvahs are only about the result. All of them. And this is a klal gadol b'Torah. So I argue. I say, not argue. All the mitzvahs that are purely avodas Hashem belong to the routine of a Odom Miyisrael. Shigras Achayim shel Odom Miyisrael. Because the reason we live is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason the world exists is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here for one reason, Lavoid es Hashem. And therefore, all the mitzvahs shebetoyah that are not about achieving a result, but about avoidus ukeil, it is poshet as daylight. These mitzvahs are shigras hachayim. Either they belong to Shabbos and Yom Tov, if not, they are seder hayoim. And therefore, all the mitzvahs that are about achieving a result depend on circumstances. All the mitzvahs that are avoidus ukeil goes without saying. We don't need a posek, we don't need proof. These are mitzvahs of shigras achayim, of the routine of a Odom Yisrael, of a Jewish person. So, either it has a shaychus with Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kiddusha v'Avdalta, Matzah v'Morer, Sukkah v'Lulav, all the others are Bekol Yoim. According to the Lecha Mishnah, let's go back to source number two. Shtei mitzvahs. Achas lavet es Hashem b'kol yom. Shni olavorach etanem es Yisrael b'kol yom. How does the Rambam know that Berachas Kanem is b'kol yom? In which parsha do we find Berachas Kanem, Rabbi Isai? Which parsha in the Torah is Berachas Koyanim? What? Nasoi. We don't have the Berachas Lachmacho ves Memecho. So how do we know Berachas Kanem is b'kol yoim? Tefillin is b'kol yoim. It's not in the Rambam, but the case of Mishnah Perikei Miyaseidah Torah. How do we know Tefillin is b'kol yoim? Ukshatem lo yisar yodecho. The posik doesn't say Berachas Lachmacho ves Memecho. How do we know Tefillin b'kol yoim? And I say poshut. And not a process of elimination. If not b'kol yoim, then when? B'kol yoim, because it is b'kol yoim, not because, if not. Push it that it's b'kol yoim. All the mitzvahs that are pure avodas ukeil, by their very nature, are b'kol yoim v'yoim. Unless they're associated with Shabbos and Yom Tov. The routine, shigras hachayim shel odom yisrael, is a routine of avodas ukeil. That's what life is all about. And therefore, all the mitzvahs shebetoyah, and this yesod was so poshut that Chazal never saw a necessity to explain it. They thought everybody would understand that. So poshut. And that's a klal gadol b'yodi. So we don't need an explanation. How does the Rambam know that Tefillah is b'kol yoim? Every mitzvah is b'kol yoim if it's pure avodas ukeil. Tefillah, Berachas Koyanim, Tefillin, and all the mitzvahs that are avodas Elokim, in essence, are routine. Routine means either Seder Hayom or Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Klal Godel B'Toyra. Kach Melanizdati. So today we spoke about Mitzvah Satfilah. And this mitzvah is so important. So I was 2 weeks in Chutz Laretz now. And whenever I come back from Chutz Laretz, I always tell you, I have a whole list. I'm going to trouble the Rosh Hashiva soon. Whenever I come back from America, I have a big list of people begging me to get, could you get my son into Torah's Chaim? So that is part of our kesher. So I have a long list of people just begging, get my son into Torah's Chaim. And I say, it's not part of my job description. I'm not paid by the yeshiva to get your son into Torah's Chaim, but I could try. So it is very encouraging to see how well known this yeshiva is, and there's a reason. There's a reason for that, because boys come out of the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, with Avos Torah and Yir Shamayim and Midas Tovus. So, Baruch Hashem. So in Chutz Laretz I had a huge Harbotzes Torah, and Baruch Hashem, I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's always a simcha to come back to Eretz HaKodesh. So I think, revive my memory if I am mistaking. I remember what I talk about, but I could no longer remember what I say, where, and when. I think the last time I was in yeshiva, did we speak about Moida Ani Lefonecho Melech Chai V'Kayim? Rabbi, maybe you hear it from me in 10 other places. Did I speak about that here? Yes, I did. So let me share with you an important pshat I said on the Rambam. The Rambam in the first Perek of Hilchos Tefillah writes, Tefillas Ha'amida. And whenever we speak about Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillah means Shmoyne Esrei. That is the fundamental Nusach HaTefillah. The Rambam writes, Gimel Rishoynes Shavochoy Shalmokoyim. Brochas Emtsoyos Bakoshes Tzrochim. Gimel Achoynes Hoidoya. The source is the Gemara in Brochas Lamed Beis. But the Gemara has a slightly different formula. Gimel Rishoynes Shavuchay Shalmokoyim. Emtsoyos Bakoshes Rochem. Achroynes Ke'evet Shekibel Pras Meraboy V'Niftar V'Holechlo. Like a servant that got a gift from his master and he leaves. But the Gemara doesn't say, what is he supposed to say? So what does he say? That Amber might say doya. And the Radbaz asks, it's not right. What are the Gimel Achoynes? Hamachaz Eshechinosa Letzien, that's not oidoya. Moidim, that is oidoya. Sim Shonim is once again Bakoshes Tzrochim. So how does the Amber might Gimel Achoynes oidoya? This is such a huge kasha, and I didn't see any reasonable tenets. I think it is Eidoya, but the special way of Eidoya that Chazal teach us. So Megillah of Zion, the Gemara says, when you get a brocha from a person, you need to say V'chein Lamar. Person benched you, you need to respond in the same way, V'chein Lamar. Recently, a little kid came over to me to ask for a brocha. I said, you should be a big Talmud Chacham, and he screams, V'chein Lamar. I was so happy to get that brocha. Nobody ever gives me such a brocha. I just hope it'll be fulfilled someday. So that little kid, to me, Mr. Kid, says, V'chein Lamar. That is the way Chazal teaches you need to respond when you get a brocha. The Ramban says in three different sources in Perash Ramban al HaTorah, Pashas V'Yishlach, Pashas Kedosh, and Pashas Azinu, Hashros Hashchina B'Yisor is a Tzorech Gavoa. It's not only for us. We need to be very sensitive trying to understand Tzorech Gavoya. Kodesh Boko has no Tzorech. Kodesh Boko needs nothing. But the Ramban means to say, it is not only for us. When we are in Golis, Shchinta Begaluta, and Kodesh Boko Kiviyochel is in pain when we hurt. So Ashros Hashchin is Tzorech Gavoya, writes the Ramban. So I say, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua is for us. Bnei Yerushalayim is for us. Machzeh Shechanos Letzion is for him. And that is our way to say V'chein Lamal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches us, and we believe he benches us when we turn to him. So first, even before saying thank you, we say V'chein Lamal. HaMachzeh Shechanos Letzion is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, according to the Ramban. And then we say thank you. And at the end of Masechet Brochus, Chazal say, whenever we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moida ala Ova v'tzoyek ala Osid. Sim Sholem is not a bakosha, is a tzaoka ala Osid. All the Brochus and Tzoyois are bakoshois. In each Brochu we ask for a certain thing, a specific. Sim Sholem is about the future. So what do you want in the future? What don't we want? We want everything. Sim, Sholem, Toiva, Vrocha, Chaim, Chaim, Vechesed, Verachamim. Not only for us, Oleinu, Valkol, Yisrael, Amecho. That's not a Bekosha, that's a Tzaoka. And that is the Tzaoka ala Osi that comes after the Moida ala Ovar. And that is Sim Sholem. So the Rambam is right when he writes, Gimel Achroines is Haidoya. But Haidoya, the way Chazal teach us Haidoya. Number one, V'chein Lamar, Kodesh Baruch will bench us, Amar Zish Boini Yerushalayim, Atzmiach Kein Yeshiu, and we say, Kodesh Baruch, you shall also be redeemed. And that is Amar Zish Shekinos Eletzion. And then we say, Moida Manach Niloch, and then, the Tzaoka La Osed. Baruchinu Avonu Kolum Keechot Biyor Pinecho, Ki Biyor Pinecho Nasat Olon, and that is, the Tzaoka La Osed, Kishem Shemoida La Ova. So we should always be zoiche to daven b'chol avavchem b'chol nafshechem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer at tefillos and we should only share b'soilus toivus yeshuas and achomes and we should all be zoiche together to be as goyel tzedek b'mheiru v'yomeinu amen. Good Shabbos.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.